Yes, there are reports of similar fighting took place in Western Sudan, in Darfur, particularly in Western Darfur, in Niala, and in South Darfur as well, including the far north, the Merewe town, where last week the Rapid Support Forces mobilized its troops towards that area to try to control the military barracks and the Merewe airport as well. As I speak, the situation in Khartoum is unpredictable and movements are restricted. Everybody is indoors and gunfire could still be heard, like in the downtown. And it's only military gunships that are flying over Khartoum, and tanks and military personnel are patrolling the town.
And has Burhan ever, where is Burhan? Do you know where Burhan is? Has he made any statement?
I've not come across any statement from Al Burhan, but on social media, on Facebook, there was a video shot on Facebook, showing him like in a control room monitoring the fighting over the screen. And he was also seen beside the member of the Sovereign Council, Shamsuddin Al-Kabashi. So that brought a lot of reaction among citizens that this fighting is actually something being planned and being known to them in early days. That's why they have set up the control room to monitor how the situation outside is going.
And what about General Hamdan Dagalo Himiti? Has he made any statement?
It is still not confirmed whether the place or the whereabout of Himiti, but there are reports talking about him being in Khartoum, and others are saying he actually has been flown to White Nile in Kosti. But up to now, there is no clear information about his whereabouts.
I heard him speaking to Al Jazeera, and he was calling Burhan a liar, a thief. I mean, is that something that is resonating with people in Khartoum? I mean, have they really heard him speaking, because he was interviewed by Al Jazeera?
The communication and the internet service in Khartoum at this moment has been slowed down. So there is no much about information about what is actually going on the ground or within the downtown. But people, Surinese are divided. Some are in support of him, in support of Himiti, and others are in support of the Sudan Armed Forces. So let's see how the situation is going to be in the coming hours.
And what are you seeing on the national television, the Sudan television? What are you seeing? What pictures are you seeing of it?
The Sudan television was on few, 3-4 hours ago. But it is located near the parliament and where also there is a military barrack around it. So I've seen a video on social media showing a presenter in the studio, and abruptly the live stream just goes off. So they've also experienced, the cut on the live show, and it seems to be off up to this moment.
And where you live, are shops open, are markets open, are people able to go out and buy?
Only few people are seen on the streets, John, and all the shops are closed, not because of the fighting happening here in the place where I am, but some fear of their goods can be, attacked, can be robbed and all. So shops are secretly, selling items, especially food items, to the residents in the neighborhood. But no much movements can be seen on the streets.
And how about telecommunication? Are you able to call relatives? Are you able to find out whether your friends and the loved ones are safe?
Yes, the telecommunications is on, and due to this situation, it is a little bit slowed down. So you can make a call, and at times it's very hard to hear the other person. But the telecommunication and the internet service, until this time, it is still on.
And has Burhan ever, where is Burhan? Do you know where Burhan is? Has he made any statement?
I've not come across any statement from Al Burhan, but on social media, on Facebook, there was a video shot on Facebook, showing him like in a control room monitoring the fighting over the screen. And he was also seen beside the member of the Sovereign Council, Shamsuddin al-Kabashi. So that brought a lot of reaction among citizens that this fighting is actually something being planned and being known to them in early days. That's why they have, set up the control room to monitor how the situation outside is going.
And what about General Hamdan Dagalo Himiti? Has he made any statement?
It is still not confirmed whether the place or the whereabout of Himiti, but there are reports talking about him being in Khartoum, and others are saying he actually has been flown to White Nile in Kosti. But up to now, there is no clear information about his whereabout.
I heard him speaking to Al Jazeera, and he was calling Burhan a liar, a thief. I mean, is that something that is resonating with people in Khartoum? I mean, have they really heard him speaking? Because he was interviewed by Al Jazeera.
The communication and the internet service in Khartoum at this moment has been slowed down. So there is no much about information about what is actually going on the ground or within the downtown. But people, Surinese are divided. Some are in support of him, in support of Himiti, and others are in support of the Sudan Armed Forces. So let's see how the situation is going to be in the coming hours.
And what are you seeing on the national television, the Sudan television? What are you seeing? What pictures are you seeing of it?
The Sudan television was on few, 3-4 hours ago. But it is located near the parliament and where also there is a military barrack around it. So I have seen a video on social media showing a presenter in the studio, and abruptly the live stream just goes off. So they have also experienced, the cut on the live show, and it seems to be off up to this moment.
And where you live, are shops open? Are markets open? Are people able to go out and buy?
Only few people are seen on the streets, John, and all the shops are closed, not because of the fighting happening here in the place where I am, but some fear of their goods can be, attacked, can be robbed and all. So shops are secretly, selling items, especially food items, to the residents in the neighborhood. But no much movements can be seen on the streets.
And how about telecommunication? Are you able to call relatives? Are you able to find out whether your friends and the loved ones are safe?
Yes, the telecommunications is on, and due to this situation, it is a little bit slowed down. So you can make a call, and at times it's very hard to hear the other person. But the telecommunication and the internet service, until this time, it is still on.